So we all want to become masters of persuasion, but it all comes down to how our brains perceive the message. So if you want to become persuasive enough to convince massive numbers of people to buy everything you have to offer, this could be your lucky day, because what I have to say is going to blow your subconscious mind. My name is Brian Gregory, and it's time for another dose of Admanity. Emotions, advertising, marketing, results, copywriting, winning, closing, sales, subconscious, persuasion, branding, success, Admanity, Admanity.com. Welcome, welcome. This is Brian Gregory, CEO and founder of Admanity.com, and welcome to another episode of Blow Your Subconscious Mind. Are you smarter than a five-year-old? Maybe. Probably. But are you more creative than a five-year-old? Before we answer that, let's go back in time. I'm going to take you back now over 50 years. It's 1968, and America is excited about an organization called NASA. Why? Because NASA wants to go to the moon. But NASA has a big problem. Nobody knows how to get to the moon. Nobody's ever gone to the moon. And they wanted to get back from the moon, and that's really important. If you go to the moon, you want to come back. Think your business is tough? Now, those are obstacles. Now, we'd been shooting men into space since 1961, but now Apollo 11 had a goal of landing two men on the moon, NASA's biggest goal to date. This was to be the crowning achievement of the entire space program. And to make things more stressful, the Soviets were moving just as fast. In a Cold War, NASA was literally becoming the symbol of American pride and nationalism. We were proud of NASA, and our astronauts were made into national heroes. So NASA had thousands of job applicants. Everyone with a slide rule wanted to work for NASA. They had mathematicians, astronomers, scientists, and engineers crawling all over the place. But they knew they needed people that were more than just smart. NASA wanted brilliant people, but what they really wanted was people that were brilliant at creating new ways of creatively doing brilliant things. They needed new answers to conquer space and land men on the moon, so creative people became more important than brainy people. So they asked Dr. George Land and Dr. Beth Jarman to create a genius test. This is a test given to adults to find those who could think like geniuses, to figure out who were the out-of-the-box creative thinkers that also happened to be mathematicians, astronomers, scientists, and engineers. So the good news is the test worked, and it figured out who the geniuses were. NASA found out that out of all the applicants, literally the smartest people on Earth, only 2% tested genius at creativity. So they hired all those folks, and as you know, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the moon 1 year later in 1969. And we beat Russia, too. Arguably, our country's stock value was never higher than at the time of the moon landing. So everyone was pretty pleased with the outcome, and the genius test was certainly a big help. It wasn't long before someone had the idea to test children using the same genius test. Maybe we could find those 2%ers a lot earlier in life. Imagine if we could know who the geniuses were before they became adults. Imagine if we could focus them on creative professions, a nation of Mozarts, Einsteins, and Shakespeares. So they decided to start testing kids. The genius test was given to 1,600 children between the ages of 4 and 5. They had no idea what to expect, but it would be reasonable to expect that 2% of the kids would test genius. Then came the results. The researchers were stunned. Out of 1,600 children who took the test, 98% tested genius. Imagine how hard it must have been to believe that almost every five-year-old in America was as much a creative genius as the top 2% of those who worked for NASA. So they decided to follow those children and test them again in 5 years. 5 years later, the children were now 9 or 10 years old, and they again were tested. The researchers were in for another shock. It was no longer 98%. After only 5 years, only 30% of those children could still call themselves a genius. Almost all of them were geniuses just 5 years ago. 70% had lost it somehow. Fast forward to another 5 years later, the same kids, now ages 14 and 15, they tested them again.
This time it was even worse. Only 12% were geniuses. 88% had lost their ability to be creative geniuses. The scores were dropping like rocks. By the time these 1,600 children had become adults, over the age of 25, only 2% of them could still pass the genius test. The same number for the adults that started working at NASA in the 60s. Since then, over 1 million people have been tested with the same test with the same results. Only 2% of the average population is a creative genius. So a 5-year-old is about 50 times as likely to be a creative genius as the average adult. 50 times! Statistically, maybe we should turn the world's problems over to a team of 5-year-olds. They might do better. So, what is it that causes us to lose our creativity? There are some theories. One is that creativity is a function of your subconscious mind, and it's well documented that a 5-year-old spends a huge amount of their time in their subconscious. They're playing, laughing, dreaming, imagining, watching cartoons, questioning everything, and basically having no limits on their thinking. A 5-year-old can say or dream up just about anything. Just ask any adult that has one. But something happens as we get older that robs us of our creative genius that we were born with. Experts believe it's actually our schooling that does it. School focuses on the conscious mind, facts, tests, memorizing, being told what is and what isn't, coloring inside the lines, being like the others, conformity, not being asked for creative solutions, but rather simple obedience and learning compulsory lessons, all the things that don't require your subconscious genius. We're literally born creative and learn to be uncreative. We unlearn how to be geniuses. Some good news. Scientists are also quick to tell us that that 5-year-old genius is still alive and well within us. You still dream. You still have an imagination. And every once in a while, you come up with a big idea. It's just a little rusty because we don't use it enough. Your subconscious mind is the most powerful supercomputer on Earth, capable of processing trillions of bits of data per second, making all your choices for you, storing all your dreams, aspirations, creativity, phobias, fears, and all your memories. We like to think our conscious, cognitive brain is the one pulling all the levers, but in reality, the cognitive part of us is just taking a bow after the subconscious makes those decisions emotionally. And the cognitive parts of our brain, they're good to have, like a big brother. They come in handy making sure we don't play on freeways, drive blindfolded, or try to touch the fire. Coincidentally, the subconscious is the part of the brain Admanity is most concerned with. Because along with doing all those other things I mentioned, your subconscious is in charge of your emotions. If you have something to sell to the world, the subconscious mind is your best customer. Admanity's algorithm is 100% based on human emotions and how they affect purchasing decisions. So why am I telling you all this? Well, since it's pretty much a given that most of us are not geniuses when it comes to creativity anymore, we should probably just all agree that we could use some help here. The great news is you don't have to be a creative genius when it comes to your advertising for your business. Not anymore. Admanity has done the heavy lifting for you, so you don't have to be a genius when it comes to advertising and marketing your brand's message. The Admanity Protocol figures out dozens of tactics, strategies, and formulas for you. If you've taken your free Admanity test or maybe even already purchased your brand's Admanity report, you already know how amazing it is. So don't worry that you're not an advertising genius. Don't worry if you failed algebra. Don't worry if NASA doesn't return your calls. All you have to do is use your Admanity report and follow the simple instructions. Our 1-2-3 formulas are simple to use and easy to understand. We can show you how to master the emotions that were installed in all of us at birth, the same 15 emotions that can drive your brand's messaging, communicate with society, and emotionally help them favor your brand. Sales may rule the business world, but emotions rule the mind. Admanity will show you how to get the most from them, and perhaps, just maybe, your Admanity report will make you smarter than a 5-year-old. This is Brian Gregory. Thanks for listening. Now go forward and conquer. Listen each week as we present yet another way to blow your subconscious mind. All trademarks and copyrights fully reserved. This has been a production of AdManity.com.